வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of May, 1974, in Rome, Italy.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Just like in India, the partition, Pakistan and Hindustan, it was arranged by the leaders, Jinnah and Jawaharlal Nehru, especially Jinnah. The people are suffering. And the British have made partition in such a way that they remain continually in war. Because everyone wants the necessities of life. The foodstuff is in Pakistan and the industry is in India. So the Pakistan will suffer for want of industry and India will suffer for want of food. This is British plan for partition. They have no business to divide the country. But they want to do it as a parting kick, that you want independence. You have independence, but you remain perpetually in war. That was British problem. None of them are benefiting occasionally. They are fighting and losing so much money and men. The political gain. Similarly, Germany is divided. Ireland is divided. This is the people are fighting. They should be so sober and honest that the people should live peacefully, without any anxiety, without any want. That is the duty of the leaders to see. Perpetually they are in want, in scarcity, not in peace of mind, full of anxieties. In India especially, you see, the economy is so unsteady. The money value is decreasing every day. Nobody knows what will be tomorrow. Rice is selling today at 2 rupees kilo, tomorrow 3 rupees, next week 4 rupees. Where is the income is coming? Therefore there is strike, railway strike. So this is the mismanagement. They cannot guarantee, at least in England I have seen that, why in England, in America also, the people are happy in this, they have got enough good stuff, no scarcity. As in India, it is all scarcity. Goods are there, imported by somebody else. They will not let loose. Many goods are there, sufficient. The government stock. The government stock because the black market, they have got some arrangement. So many things are going, I don't wish to discuss. And due to unclean politician, unclean head of the department, things are so mismanaged and people are suffering.
I was just reading the newspaper that a few days ago, India exploded a nuclear bomb, an atomic bomb underground. This is the first step, and they declared this was used for peaceful reasons. They want to develop this nuclear bomb.
There was
for
a
peace.
Cartoon, and I one leader is approached for food, that we are in scarcity of food. The leader said, of course, it is very difficult to assure you for food grants. But from next week, you will have television. next week we'll have television.
Television.
Yes. So these improvements are going on, television, but they're starting. The advancement of knowledge and learning is going on in discovering television, but there is no food. This is the mismanagement of the leaders. Dishonest. There is enough food. Punjab still produces food grains. Bengal still produces rice. But they are stopped by government man and then we send. They are lying on the station for dispatch. But they will not be dispatched. They are rotting. Rainy season spoiled the whole stock. Still, they are not dispatched. Officer, there is no dispatch order. There is no wagons available. Simply mismanagement or bribe. And people are suffering. How it is possible to purchase? Suppose India's income, the average income is very poor. Suppose one man earns 10 rupees a day and if he has to purchase 10 rupees simply rice for the family, then how? What for other expenses? Then he becomes dishonest. He wants to earn money by taking bribe in his own capacity. So bribing has become a custom. Anywhere you go, unless you bribe, you cannot get it. And they say that whatever salary you are getting, that is not sufficient. Our extra earning is by taking bribe. And now, in the Western countries also, the difficulty is arising. I do not know whether you are already aware that so many boys that they are becoming hippies. They are reluctant to do anything. That is a very dangerous sign. If we unemployment, no engagement, that is not good for the country. Everyone should be employed. Everyone should be engaged in some service. That should be the policy of the government. And everyone should be happy without any anxiety. That is good government. So many people are unemployed, doing nothing, producing nothing. Is it not a problem?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What is that?
Yes.
Yes?
Well, that's the same everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
And Europe, I do know about Europe. Except Germany, I suppose everybody works in Germany still.
So there are so many problems. On the whole, the material world is full of problems. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Being, Krishna. Dukkhalam asavasadam. It is a place of miseries. You cannot make things very rightly going on. It's not possible. Therefore, the best purpose will be served. Leave this place, material world, and go to the spiritual world. That is our Krishna consciousness. We are advising people to become Krishna conscious, and that way you will be able to leave the place of miseries and enter the eternal life in the spirit. Takta deham punarjanmana iti mami mamukita konti dukkhalayam asasatam nabhuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramanamaha. This is all. We don't try to adjust things here. It is not possible. It is not. However big philosopher I may give my ideas. It will never be possible to make here things peaceful. now, very long. Just like if you want to make the laboratory very scientific, it is our own laboratory. Every minute it is becoming contaminated. Similarly, this world is so contaminated that you cannot make it completely free from contamination. There is no contamination. Dukkhanam asasa. There is a place of miseries. Naturally, it is a fact. Now, we are trying to get out of miseries. Is it not? The civic activities means to get out of misery. Is it not?
Yes, and
your whole attempt is to be out of miserable condition, just like medicine. What is the medicine? Medicine means an attempt to get out of the miserable condition of disease. But you cannot stop disease. You may discover very improved method of medical treatment, but you cannot stop disease. Very not. You can, discover many means to stop death that is going on, but you cannot stop death. Very not. In this way, and Bhagavad Gita says that you might be very advanced in civilization and scientific knowledge to make improvement in condition of life, but you cannot make solution of these things. Janma mittu jarakbhyadi dukkha dosanudati. But death, old age and disease, you cannot counteract these things.
Do you think it's worse now than it used to be? Can you say that it's worse? The condition of the world is worse now than it used to be, or
yes,
relatively the same? Or
worse now in these days, because people cannot eat in the facility which is given to the birds and bees. They have no problem of eating. But you have created such a civilization that people are facing the problem so acutely that they have no means to eat. Do you think it is progress?
Well, I'm beginning to doubt it very much.
Yes, that is a problem.
But some things
are in many countries, especially we are India, we have seen in India, nowadays, there is no eating. The government cannot supply food. Tell you, the problem which is not in amongst the beasts and birds. The birds and beasts, they have no such problem. They are freely living, jumping from one tree to another. Because they know there is no problem of eating. In human society, there is problem of eating. What is the advantage? And there is enough place for producing food. I have seen Africa, Australia, enough place. If the foodstuff is produced there, 10 times of the population can be well fed. But they don't enter, don't come here. The Africans will say to the Indians, don't come here. Wow. What do you think? Therefore, Krishna consciousness is so nice. We say everything belongs to Krishna. We are all sons of Krishna. Let us live peacefully and utilize Krishna's power. This is the best pleasure. But the so-called politicians and leaders, they are saying, no, we cannot enter. Immigration. America has got enough place to produce food. But they will, although they have gone to the United Nations, UNESCO, they could not find out any solution. They, although there is possibility of producing 10 times of the requisite of the whole population of the world, they will not allow. They will not allow. From God's side, this unit, this planet, Purnamidam, Purnamadam, Purna, Purnamudachyate, everything is complete. You require water. The same, 3 times water than the land. And the water is distributed over the land. But Jannat Anna Sambhava, then there will be sufficient food grains. Annad Bhavanti Bhutani, and if there is sufficient to eat, as sufficient eatables to the animals and to the man, then everything is possible. So where is that arrangement? There is enough land, enough possibility, enough water. Now, utilize them and produce food there. Eat nicely and live peacefully and chant Hare Krishna. And go back to home, back home. This is our food. Why that should be industry? You want to eat after all. Instead of eating flesh, killing poor animals, but then you produce food grain. Fruits, flowers, food grain, and take milk from the animals and produce milk products, all nutritious food, all nice food, and be happy and remember God for His kindness. This is serious. What is this nonsense? Now, there is petrol problem. I see so many buses, and not a single man. One or two men. And for two men, a big, huge bus is being run. And so much petrol is consumed. Amazing. I went from Nairobi to London in a plane. Only 5 passengers. Out of the 4 passengers we were. Why this nonsense? And there is petrol problem. No? They are creating simply the so-called advancement of civilization, creating problems. That's all. That is due to these rustic leaders. They do not know what is the ideal of life, what is the aim of life. They are creating hot-pot civilization and putting the mass of people in chaotic conditions. This is the sum and substance. But do not know whether you agree with me, but this is my study of the whole situation.
Yes, well, I don't disagree with that.
These are described in the Shastra as anarkham, unwanted things. No artha. Artha means there is some meaning. But they have created a situation which has no meaning. Anartha. And in medicine, a remedy for anartha is suggested artha in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha vasamam saksad bhakti yogam parokare. Find out this verse, the index of the first canto. You find out this verse.
Index is
the one. Anartha upasamam sapsad bhakti yogam adokhaji lokasya ajanata vidyan chakri satata sandhya. We have got solution for all the problems. If people take it seriously.
Anarthapashamam sakshat bhakti yogam apokshaje lokyash lokasya janato vidvangshakre satvatam sanghita. Translation, the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Purport, Srila Vyasadeva is the all-perfect personality of Godhead. The statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw, therefore, the different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. He saw also his different plenary portions and parts of the plenary portions, namely his different incarnations also, and he specifically observed the unwanted miseries of the conditioned souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measure for the conditioned souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendental science. It begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend upon the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends upon the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for the development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent upon devotional service for ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth.
What was the last sentence?
In Africa and Australia, they are killing the animals and exporting. So, in other countries, they are getting meat to eat, and so they are very free to produce bolts and nuts by industry. They don't require to produce food, because North Africa and Australia, they're getting meat. This is good. Instead of producing food, people are interested in producing motor tire bolts and nuts. So why there shouldn't be food scarce? After all, you require to eat. But instead of starting industries, why don't you produce foodstuff? What is this in this? Produce foodstuff, the animal will be nicely fed and the man will be nicely fed.
Well, civilization comes from the television now, I'm afraid. What civilization there is comes chiefly from the television. What can you do? Current opinion is made by the television.
The television today is setting up the standard for the civilization, for today's civilization.
But they talk about nothing but
Not so much eating,
producing more television sets, more consuming, more.
It's a great science. My mother is an executive in a public relations firm.
What?
And my mother, her business is to show products, goods to people that otherwise they have no need for, and to convince them that there is some value. It's a very big industry, especially in the United States. Public relations, advertising. It's very psychological, too. They use all kinds of psychological techniques for inducing people to take things they have no need for.
Well, the thing is, after all, our prime necessity is food. So, why people are not engaged to produce food?
Well, in Italy, they don't like to work on the land anymore. They all want to live in town.
Yes, that is different.
Especially in Italy.
That is different. You do not want to live in the town. in your country, lies with in America, the farmer's son, they think they are not coming back to the country. In India,
cities have become the centers for sense gratification.
Yes, sir.
And it attracts
for
sense gratification. Sensual living.
Sense gratification.
Yeah. So it's attracting undisciplined senses.
Well, I wouldn't call it sense. To me, it may be gratification in city life.
That's because you're wise.
Yeah, on the whole, as I began, that there is no guiding man. The brain is left.
Well, perhaps I should go now. Take up too much time. Excuse me. Thank you very much.
Yes. That's what
it's our custom, the Vedic tradition, that anyone who comes is offered graciously foodstuffs.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I've been here quite a lot. Thank you. Yes.
Maybe
it's
only
just for a moment.
Yes, thank you. I actually know that.
Viham saptam api praptam vishastam apu bhavam. In Vedic civilization, even if enemy comes to your home, he should be offered respect.
Thank you.
Take more. Now, this foodstuff is meant for human beings. They are not meant for cats and dogs. We should produce more of this foodstuff. And the remaining balance, the skin, we can offer to the animal. They eat. You take the substance and the outward external skin, you offer to the animal, and she gives you milk. This is cooperation. You produce, man can produce fruits and flowers and grains, take the substance, and the rejected portion give to the animal, she gives you milk, you require milk. This is cooperation.
Well, I do myself, because we have a small garden, and we grow vegetables.
Will the state allow you to kill somebody and even peacefully at home? Is that possible?
Is it wrong to kill, to eat fish?
Huh?
Fish. What sense?
You cannot eat anything in grass without the sanction of God. What to speak of peace and other? You cannot eat in a piece of grass. Ishavasanidam sandam jatkinti jatkinti tena taktena bhutita. Everything belongs to God. You can simply enjoy after being sanctioned by God. Otherwise, this is real pleasure. Everything belongs, just like in this room, it is supposed that everything belongs to me. Even my students, they ask, may I take this? They have not right to take, but still they ask. Similarly, you cannot touch anything. Everything belongs to God, without this concern. This is God consciousness.
Yes, but I do really
cannot do anything whimsical. It is not possible. Tena eva savuchya. If anyone does whimsical, then he becomes immediately thin. So you are a big philosopher, kindly spread.
Very small philosopher.
Anyway, if you spread this God consciousness, this knowledge of God consciousness, the philosophy of God
consciousness. Yes, the semester has your Bhagavad Gita.
and reads it very intently. And a few days ago he came back for another copy, which he recommended to his friends.
That's fantastic. Yes. Kindly try to spread everything, whatever we speak or whether it is based on this Bhagavad.
It's very difficult when you're talking to young peers. I mean, all Americans do.
I mean, but you know, we're not American, you're European.
Yes, I mean, the voice is really
Everywhere it is difficult, because people have become godless. Still, you have to try your best. The task is difficult, no doubt. It is very difficult task to bring back people to God consciousness. But still you have to do it. To satisfy God, He wants it.
Okay, so do that. Thank you very much.
Hare
Krishna. I'll see you tomorrow.
During your conversation with this gentleman, you mentioned that there was nowhere any sanction by God for industry or business. So does that mean that these workers in factories and industries, to attain to Krishna consciousness, they could not go on with their work?
No. Our recommendation is that whatever position you are, you can chant Hare Krishna. Even the workers in the factory, they can chant Hare Krishna when you do it. Even in the factory, they take some leisure hours. So why not sit down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes and chant Hare Krishna? Where is the deal? Apart from the work they are doing, we are recommending whatever is done, you chant Hare Krishna. Then everything is yours. Where is the law?
But eventually it's understood they must stop their industry.
There's no question of stopping. If that is their livelihood, how they can stop it? There is no problem. But they can add this Hare Krishna mantra chanting, then things will be adjusted. It is not possible to stop if you can't make all some livelihood. It is not possible. If one can stop, it is well and good. But even if he does not stop, he can chant Hare Krishna mantra.
But ultimately, isn't our idea that the city complexes shouldn't remain, that things should become more spread out to farm and rural areas?
Yes, naturally. If this man is fed up with this industry, he can go back to village and produce his own food. But he is attached to this industrial activity because he is thinking that we are getting more money for wine and oven and meat. Let me But if he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his consciousness will be unified and he will be not interested in this kind of one. He will go back to meeting and produce. This is French?
No. The new 62. Oh. The new America.
This was your idea to put temple buildings on the magazine. Jai Joyner wrote me about that.
Very good piece. Encouraging. There's so many devotees in one center. It is very much pleasing to me. I started single-handed.
1940.
44.
It's another non 44, 66. Yeah. 44, of course, that was idea, plans. That war started. 44.
Looks like it'll be heavy competition for the next French issue.
Huh?
Looks like strong competition for the next French issue.
Very good. Just a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in Watford.
It is. Every time it is improving. That is Krishna's grace.
I think they're getting some ideas from our French magazine.
You are now born. You are not mature to take ideas from you.